New census figures indicate Hispanics are well on their way to becoming the largest minority in the country. Commentator Fernando Gonzalez says that news should not be surprising.
For years, I've been told that living in Miami gives me a skewed perspective on the United States. Here, Spanish is already the second language and often the first. Latinos have held positions of power for years. Here, Latin American and Caribbean politics have always been local politics, and every day, Latinos become more Americanized and Anglos more Latinized. Now the Census Bureau tells us that the rest of America is catching up. Nice to see you all, finally. Welcome to Miami, and Los Angeles, and Chicago, and New York, and Washington, D.C., and Houston, and hundreds of small towns across the country. What has been happening in Miami isn't just some sort of exotic palm tree version of the American experience. It is the American experience. Take a look out your window. In fact, forgive me, but where do the people who keep seeing a country only in black and white live? It's not like we have been hiding. With more than 35 million Hispanics within its borders, the United States is the sixth largest Ibero-American country in the world. Spain has only 39 million. Latino USA is a country within a country, one with distinct regional and national concerns. We have exile politics in Miami, immigration debates in California, and independentistas in San Juan and New York. We have profound economic and social differences, as well as religious ones. We pray to the Virgen de Guadalupe, but also Yemanya. It's a mestizo country, an Indian, mulatto, white, black, and a dozen of permutations in between. Even those of us who speak Spanish don't entirely agree on the language. Many of us are not immigrants or exiles. Puerto Ricans have been citizens for almost a century. Mexican Americans of Indian ancestry have roots that were set deep in the Southwest well before the pilgrims arrived on the Mayflower. Consider that the next time someone talks about an English-only proposition. We can't, we won't, and perhaps we shouldn't be like the immigrants of old. Not with the advances in communications and the tangled interests of a global economy. Not with the ease of international travel. Not with the second and third generations of Latinos coming of age, as American as motherhood and salsa. There is no going back to the way we never were. There was never a United States of just black and white, and we all know now there will never be. The true great American experiment is only beginning.
The comments of Fernando Gonzalez, who is writing a book on the musician Tito Puente and Latin culture in the United States.